Have you ever been in a situation where you don't know what brought you to this juncture where people see that you're depressed, but you never saw it? People saw that you're stressed, but to you, it never appeared so. To a point now, it clicked or it happened in a way that you started realizing, indeed, I need help. There are situations where things happen and you're okay, but you don't know that you're being affected emotionally. They're eating you up, they're making your self-esteem go down, and all that. But today, I'm going to address the topic mental health. I know it's a huge topic, it has so many things inside it, but I'm gonna do an overview of mental health, and let's get into it. Mental health. Whenever you hear that term, mental health, what comes into your mind? To me, what comes into my mind is how I relate with people, how I think, how I act, how I make my decisions, and so forth. But based on the research that I did, because I know I'm not an expert, this one I will clarify it once again. I'm not an expert in this field, but at least I know one or two things about mental health. So mental health includes our emotional, physiological, and social well-being. It also affects how we think, feel, act, and all that, our behaviors and everything concerning us. It also determines how we handle stress, relate with others, and also make decisions. So mental health is usually a crucial part in every stage of our life, from our childhood to our adolescent stage to our adulthood. And if you've ever realized over the course of your life, whenever you face or you experience mental health problems, your mood, your thinking, your behavior automatically becomes affected. You suddenly change, the moods change, like somebody can sense something has changed within you. So there are factors that contribute to our mental health problems. But before I share the factors, I'm gonna take a short break and I'll be right back. Welcome back. And so there are factors that contribute to mental health problems. And these factors include biological factors, which are genes or brain chemistry. The second one is life experiences, which include trauma, domestic abuse, and all that. And most of us can relate with life experiences. And the third factor is family history of mental health problems. So there are also early signs, like early warning signs, to know whether the person you are living with has mental health problems or they're experiencing it, but they don't know. So you, wherever you are, you can detect these warning signs and let them know that they're suffering from something and they seek help and they need help. So this the so the early warning signs of mental health problems are as follows: eating or sleeping too much or too little, pulling away from people and activities that you usually do, having low or no energy, feeling like nothing matters, having unexplained pains and aches, feeling helpless or hopeless, smoking, drinking, or using drugs more than usual, feeling unusually confused, forgetful, on edge, angry, upset, worried, or scared, yelling or fighting with your family or friends with no reason, experiencing severe mood swings that cause, which are usually a contributing factor to many relationships, having persistent thoughts and memories you can't get out of your head, hearing voices or believing things that are not true, thinking or harming yourself or others. So these are some of early warning signs you can detect within you. And there are others which you can note also when you are living with somebody who is facing a situation whereby they don't know where they lie. They're just there. So I will also take another short break. And when I come back, we shall talk about ways to maintain positive mental health. And now get to describe a few things that you really need to know about mental health. Welcome back, guys. So the ways to maintain in positive mental health. This includes getting professional help if you need it, connecting with others, getting physically active, helping one another, staying positive, and so forth. And I'll urge you to go and research ways to maintaining positive mental health. And also, guys, in my next episode, I'll be talking about types of mental health. I know none of us even realize that there are types of mental health. Like me, I never knew that there were types of mental health. But that will be the next topic in my next episode. Moreover, guys, I would really love you to support my podcast with any amount you have through clicking that support button that you see whenever you listen to my podcast. And I would really appreciate, because I really want to reach to you guys in a more effective way. So I'm going to see you in my next episode, and it's a bye for me.